Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown. Thank you so much for checking in with me, checking in with the Cy Brown Morning Show. We have a lot of news to cover, a lot of things to discuss. Of course, going on with Haiti, a lot of stuff is still happening down there. I still don't have a death toll to confirm. They don't even know. We don't even know what's going on with Haiti. We just have to wait and see. I'm extremely proud of our president. I am extremely proud of the response, the United States response to what's going on down there. I think we're doing the right thing. I really think we're really setting the stage. We are really setting the stage, and we're setting the tone of being a global leader. So I'm very excited about that. In other unfortunate news, Teddy Pendergrass has passed away. I will be bringing you more details about his passing as we continue on with the show. And my husband, my favorite song, we're celebrating 20 years this year, so I'm just excited about that. But my favorite song in the whole world is Teddy Pendergrass. It's so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. So many times people are in upside down relationships. And how good is it to know that you are pouring out all you have and someone actually loves you back? And, you know, to all my parents of teenagers, y'all notice right now kids get a little kooky when they become teens. But I always tell my children, you are in an amazing place and you are going to grow into amazing, amazing children because somebody loves you back, and we show unconditional love. So I am just so happy that my children know I love them, and the anchor, one of the anchors of my life and my belief is just really good to know that somebody loves you back, and that's really important in life. So we're going to get into a little bit of music by Teddy Pendergrass and playing a couple of songs, and you know I have to get that song in this morning. And I want to talk a little bit about Meet the Browns. I watched a double episode of Meet the Browns last night, and I did not like the first episode. I was like, oh, come on, Tyler Perry. I feel like I'm watching a stage play because everybody kind of goes center stage. You know, when you watch The Cosby Show, you know it was in front of a live audience. But nobody literally was in front of the stage except when they were sitting in the living room. Everybody just kind of, you may see their back. There's everybody in Meet the Browns, to me, faces the stage or faces the camera, and they don't even face each other when they're talking. So they'll be talking to someone and looking into the camera. That makes me crazy. But I love Mr. Brown, so I keep coming back for Mr. Brown. And so the second episode was so funny. They had the guy who used to play Arnaz J with that show. What was it, Baltimore Flex or something? One-on-One. And he hired a stripper. So, you know, Mr. Brown had to anoint him, anoint her. And that was funny. So just as she was about to dance and get her little stripper dance on, he started praying. So that was pretty funny. And I put it up on my Facebook wall, so I'll read to you some of the comments that people were sharing with me this morning. Just want to let you know the chat room is open, and big shout out to all of my listeners who are listening via telephone and everybody that's joined me in the chat room this morning. Thanks so much for checking in with your girl Cy Brown right here on the Cy Brown Morning Show.
You look
like it's just my time. See, you're the kind. You're the kind of spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cocoa wine and dance to the music nice and slow. You won't be under any kind of pressure. You see, we'll just let the evening flow. So come on and go with me. Would you come on over to my place? Would you do that, baby? Come on and go with me. Would you come on over to my place? Well, you look like you're just born to dance. And you want to get away. You want to get away from the noise and the crowd. Let's go somewhere where it's nice and quiet. Where there's nobody else. Where there's nobody else around. Let's sit down by a cozy lit fire. And we can be each other's company. How does that sound to you? You see, 'cause it sounds so good. It sounds so damn good to me. So come on, would you come on over to my place? To do that, baby, come on. Come on and go with me. That's right. Come on over to my place. How does that idea sound to you?
Everyone joining us in the chat room, I see we have a couple of guests. Thank you so much. Today we are enjoying the life. We are celebrating the life and enjoying the music from Teddy Pendergrass, who passed away on Wednesday, January 13th from colon cancer. It's being reported that he's one of the most electric and successful figures in music. And well, we all know he was in a car crash, and it's reported it was 28 years ago. Wow, that, I remember when that happened. I actually remember when he was in the accident, and I remember it was like, whoa, it was a big to do because he was just, you know, Teddy was the man. He's to me right up there with Isaac Hayes. I mean, just a classic. But it's being reported that he died Wednesday in a suburban area from Philadelphia, where he had been hospitalized for months. And his son, Teddy Pendergrass II, said his father underwent colon cancer surgery 8 months ago, and he had a, quote, difficult recovery. You all know that cancer and cancer awareness is such a plays a big role in what I do since my mom passed away from stage 3 ovarian cancer. It's actually been 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 145 days ago. Yeah, I still count the days. Cancer is a nasty little monster, but, you know, I guess we have to kind of pray and just be grateful that Teddy's out of his misery and out of pain. You know, he was just an international superstar, and of course we have to mention that he was a sex symbol. I mean, come on, ladies. There was just something magnifying about Teddy Pendergrass. So let's get into a little bit more of his music. This I shared at the top of the show is probably like in my top 3 favorite songs. It's When Somebody Loves You Back by Teddy Pendergrass.
It's so good loving somebody that somebody loves you back. To be loved and be loved in return, it's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting me higher. So good loving somebody that somebody loves you back. It's so good needing somebody that somebody needs you back. We can build a world of love, a life of joy, make our goal each other's happiness. For you, anything that I can. Oh, every day I want to do a little more, just a little bit more. It's so good loving somebody, and that somebody loves you back, and that's a fact. It's so good needing somebody, that somebody needs you. Be loved in return, it's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting me higher. So good loving somebody that somebody loves you back, and that's a fact. Not 70-30, not 60-40, talking about a 50-50 love, yeah. I said not 70-30, not 60-40, talking about a 50-50 love. Said it's so good loving somebody that somebody loves you back. I'm so glad that there's you. See, I've experienced some times when love doesn't always go equal, you know. Sometimes somebody gives more than the other. Well, I guess that's to be expected, but for the most part, what we want and what we need is an equal opportunity love. Talking about a 50-50 love. Girl, I gotta tell you just how you make me feel. I'm so glad that I've got you and you've got me. This thing just continues to get better with time. No matter what we go through, our ups and downs, we always seem to bounce back. Come back to the place where we were, or wind up better than where we left. Talking about a 50-50 love. Talking about a 50-50 love.
And that's what we're doing right here on the Sky Brown Morning Show today. We are paying tribute to Teddy Pendergrass, one of the greats of music, not even just urban music, black music, just music, just good music. And I just cherish that song so much. Pendergrass, as many of you know, was born in Philadelphia in 1950, and he suffered a severe that left him paralyzed, spinal cord industry. I'm thinking of the music industry injury back in 1982. He was paralyzed from the waist down, and I didn't even know he was still singing. But you know, just after doing a little research, he was still out there doing his thing. He was still singing, and instead of just becoming bitter and depressed, He just forged ahead, and it was his voice that I believe just really broke down walls within the music industry. And I didn't even know this, that he played the drums. You know, it's just amazing how so many people have so many talents. So I encourage you, if for nothing else, use your talents, use everything that you have, because God gives us so much. God gives us so much. And we definitely want to use all of our talents for the good. I'm just so blessed to listen to Teddy Pendergrass and just to hear that he died from colon cancer. You know, it's sad. So let's get into a little bit more Teddy. It's your girl, Sky Brown, checking in for the Sky Brown Morning Show. And I just have to give a quick shout-out to Curvy Queen. I see she's dialing in from her cell phone. Hi, sweetie pie. I'll see you soon in the ATL, or you'll see me soon up here in New York. I think I told you yesterday, Malikia is waiting for you girls, so we can't wait to see you up here in the Big Apple. Let's get into a little more Teddy Pendergrass.
Turn off the light. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood, yeah. Let's take a shower, say a shower together, yes. I'll wash your body, you wash mine, yes. Rub me down in some hot oil, baby. And I'll do the same thing. Just turn off the lights. Come to me. Girl, I want to give you a special treat. You're so sweet. Turn off the lights. Let's get cozy. You're the only one in the world that I need. I wanna love you. I wanna love you all over again. Yes. Over and over again. Whisper sweet words of love in your ear. How much I missed you, my dear. Turn them off and come to me. You see, tonight I'm in a sexy mood, baby. yes, I do. Would you mind if I asked you to? Would you rub me down? Would you rub me down? It's a burning hot oil, baby. Yeah. I swear I would turn the same thing. The same thing. You, baby. Turn them off. Let's get cozy. Girl, I want to give you a special treat. You're so sweet. Turn them off. Come closer. Girl, you're the only one in this whole wide world that I ever need. Turn them off. Waiting, my dear, you can get what you want anytime you want it. I'm lying here, just waiting, my dear. Come get what you need and give me what I need.
Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what you want to do.
Anything that you need.
Tell me what you
want. I got it.
Tell me what you want to do, babe.
Anything that you want.
Yeah, we are celebrating the life and legacy of Teddy Pendergrass. If you heard me tip-tapping in the background, I've been getting a lot of text messages and instant messages. I sent it out on Facebook. What's your favorite Teddy Pendergrass song? I'm dropping them on the Cy Brown Morning Show this morning. Everybody's favorite is Turn Off the Lights. I remember one of the comedians. I can't remember who it was, darn it. He was like, if a guy doesn't know what to do, he'll just tell you. Just listen to Teddy Pendergrass's song. He gives it to you step by step, every step of the way. So, yes, you know, we're just celebrating the life and legacy and music, phenomenal music of Teddy Pendergrass, who passed away yesterday, January 13th, just outside of Philadelphia, from complications associated with colon cancer. As we start to wind down the Cy Brown Morning Show today, I just want to give you some information about Haiti and making donations. Just know that use your gift of discernment, everybody, when you start shoveling out your hard-earned money. Make sure you're giving it to a reputable organization, an organization where you believe, again, using your gift of discernment, that it's going to actually go to the people in Haiti. I actually reached out to Wyclef Jean's camp yesterday, well, early in the morning, and I received an email, and this is where you can text. I'm actually putting it in the chat room. Text YELE to 501501, and you can make a donation directly to Wyclef Jean's foundation. And I trust, just based on his work, his efforts, his advocacy for the impoverished area of Haiti, well, not even area, Haiti in general, that's where I'm giving my money. I'm giving my money to Wyclef and his foundation, because I really believe in my heart and my spirit the money will be used to aid, provide an immediate lifeline to the people who've suffered. I mean, this is something that's through no fault of their own, and hopefully it will shine a light, a big spotlight on the need, the dire need for resources, emergency vehicles, ambulances, paramedics, antibiotics. You know, last week my son was sick for a couple of days, and we went to the doctor, got a prescription for antibiotics. He took it, stayed in the bed, and he was, you know, better and back to school. The people of Haiti don't have that. Things that we take for granted here in America, it's not like that everywhere else in the world. So, again, text YELE to 501501. And the money, the $5, it's $5. It will go directly onto your cell phone bill, so you don't have to worry about sending in anything. The money goes directly to Wyclef Jean's foundation. So I do believe you have to always sow your seed where you think it's going to do the most good and grow. So that's what I'm doing with my money. But again, today we celebrated the life, legacy, and music of Teddy Pendergrass, who passed away yesterday at the age of 59 from complications with colon cancer. So we just celebrate and we lift him up and just be happy that he's no longer suffering. A big shout out to everybody who's checking in, who's listening through their cell phone, callers from 908-732-571. We've got some guests in the chat room. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for the Cy Brown Morning Show. And always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not or neglect it, but we shall not pass this way again. Don't forget, tomorrow is Friday. Welcome to the weekend. We are playing club classics, old school hip-hop, and a little bit of disco tomorrow. So check me out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your girl, Cy Brown. See you tomorrow. Peace.